cœur énorme. Il dirige ma vie entière. Je peux vous donner un peu de mon cœur, mais avant il faut que vous dansiez.
Dansez, dansez, dansez-vous.
You're listening to Dansez-vous from the band Pink Martini. That's from their latest album, Hang On Little Tomato. The 12-piece band, some call it a little orchestra, was started in 1994 by Harvard graduate Thomas Lauderdale. The group has played in clubs and with symphonies around the world. Their debut album, Sympathique, went platinum in France, and Hang On Little Tomato, released in October of last year, has already gone gold in both France and Greece. You've probably heard some of their music without knowing it. Pink Martini's work has been used in films like Nurse Betty and Big Trouble, and also TV shows like The Sopranos, The West Wing, and even some commercials. Pink Martini will be in Cary this weekend performing with the North Carolina Symphony. Bandleader Thomas Lauderdale joins us by phone from his home base in Oregon. Thank you very much for being with us, Thomas.
Thank you very much for having me.
Your publicist describes your music as, and I love this, somewhere between a 1930s Cuban dance orchestra, a classical chamber music ensemble, a Brazilian marching street band, and Japanese film noir. Where would you say your style of music comes from?
Well, I think it's music of the world, but not world music. Does that make sense? We use rhythms from different parts of the world. China, our singer, sings in 10 to 12 different languages, and it's really sort of about, it's a kind of like going to a cocktail party, but it's also like the United Nations, so it's kind of somewhere between Breakfast at Tiffany's and the United Nations, maybe, or It's a Small World or something like
so
that.
So music from around the world, not fitting into the sort of the niche of world music.
Do I say that again?
Well, it's not the niche of world music. It's music from all over.
Yeah, it's more urban than what I considered world music to be. It's more downtown. It's a little bit dressier. It has the surface, really, of a 1940s Hollywood musical, but more inclusive in terms of, like, songs in Italian or Greek or Japanese, Croatian.
It's interesting, all the languages that you do feature. You also write most of the songs, and your vocalist, China Forbes, sings them. Do the two of you actually speak all these languages?
No. Actually, everybody in the band does a lot of the writing, and then we collaborate with friends from different parts of the world. China actually grew up studying French and Italian. I grew up studying French and Russian and Japanese and a little bit of German. But I've forgotten most of it, and then other people in the band bring experience in different languages. The boys, the percussionists, have spent a bunch of time in Brazil, and so they're pretty fluent in Portuguese.
Hang On Little Tomato is the title of your album and also the name of one of the songs on the CD. Now, I understand this is actually from a ketchup ad?
Yes, from a 1964 issue of Life magazine, October 12th. And, looking at these old magazines, it's incredible because they're very beautiful, they're spacious, and you can sort of just sense the optimism of America in those years, in pre-64. The original ad is a full-page ad for Hunt's Ketchup, and it's kind of sinister because the text encourages the little tomato, who is green, to stay on the vine till you're fat and juicy, and then we'll pluck you and turn you into ketchup. It's sort of sinister, but it's also beautiful in its sinisterial quality.
We're going to hear a little bit
whenever
of the song.
You are sad and blue, and you're feeling all alone and left behind, just take a look inside you and you'll find. Hang on to the vine, stay on,
track from Pink Martini's latest album. We're talking with band leader Thomas Lauderdale. You don't write all of your songs. A lot of what you do is rearrange some other pieces you've found, and this is what you've done with the Japanese song Kiki Oshi Ti Moshi Emusu. What was the original version of this song like?
Well, it's called Kikuchi Tomoshi.
I knew I'd butcher that, sorry.
The amazing thing about the Japanese language is that it's somewhat phonetic, so it's actually it's an easier language to learn, I think, maybe potentially, than something like French or Italian. The original song appeared like in 1962 or 63 in Japan, and was recorded by a group called Hiroshi Wada and his Mahina Stars. And you know, I run around to record stores and buy things that look interesting, and that was one of the records that I bought one day. And listening to it, I was just sort of incredibly struck by the mood. I mean, it's a song about a one night with a geisha who then disappears into the fog forever. And the wonderful thing about, you know, halfway through the recording of it, I couldn't really figure out how to, couldn't find the right slide guitar player. So Masumi Timson, our koto player, actually located Hiroshi Wada himself and played the part 40 years ago.
We're going to hear a little bit more of it right now. How do you actually choose the songs that you cover?
You know, in terms of covering things, I think, first of all, the song has to be really, really beautiful. And then, I guess, if I feel like we could do something different with it and have a clear picture, then we go for it. You know, I mean, it's hard to kind of like remake a song like Kesara Sara, or, well, I mean, often they're really obscure, like, in a sense, like, nobody probably, very few people in this country have ever heard Kikuchi Tomoshi Masu before. But with a song like, say, Kesara Sara, which we covered on the first record, I always thought that it needed to be sort of darker than it ever had appeared, because Doris Day in the original sings it so chipperly, and I guess I always thought of it as a darker piece, and so it becomes kind of minor in our version, and slower. In terms of selecting those pieces, I think that's, I guess if there's something, I feel if there's something new to say about the piece, then we go for it. Otherwise, you know, like, I don't think we would ever do a cover of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, because that's, you know, Judy Garland has the quintessential version of that, and nobody could do it better.
Thank you very much, Thomas Lauderdale.
Thanks.
Tom Slaughterdale is a pianist and founder of Pink Martini. Pink Martini will play with the North Carolina Symphony at Regency Park in Cary. That's on Saturday at 7:30. And that's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. If you have a comment about our show, drop us an email here at sot@wunc.org. Our show is directed by Keith Weston and produced by Jordana Gustafson, Corey Prinsell, and Alex Grandos. We had help this week from David Gura. Al Wodarski is our technical director, Dave DeWitt is the managing editor, and Susan Davis is our senior producer. Support for The State of Things comes from listeners who support North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Connie Walker.
In cielo mi portò.